Hello again, and welcome to React Native Radio Podcast. Brought to you by Ross, who reminds you that him and Rachel were on a break. Episode 219, React Native 0.66.
Hey, Mazen, there's some good news. I heard that Sweatcoin is actually back now. Tell us more about this. I don't know if everybody heard the Coinbase episode and knows what Sweatcoin is.
Yeah. So back in 2018, I believe, when I first got into the whole cryptocurrency game.
So you're rich.
No. Here's the caveat. I found this app called Sweatcoin. And the idea was it would translate your steps into crypto, or so they said. And you could buy product using your crypto on their app and all that. But the app seemed to have like shut down at one point. I believe it was early 2018. And I do remember actually at that point, I had quite a bit of Sweatcoin. My brother actually ended up downloading it and he didn't like it for some reason. And he transferred all his Sweatcoin to mine. He gave me about like 25. And I kind of stepped away from it. So at that time I had like maybe 30, 40 Sweatcoin. And recently when I heard they were back, downloaded the app and I opened it up and they actually went back and calculated my Sweatcoin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So now I have 103. Ah. They seem to have pivoted. So it's no longer that whole crypto game. Who knows? That might change. Their website has a lot of, seems to be of like updated and rebranded and stuff. And they have advisors now on for them. So they're really going crazy. I have 103 Sweatcoin.
Nice.
And for context, to get like an Apple Watch band, it's 135. You could do stuff like Tidal. I don't use Tidal, but you could get your Tidal subscription paid by Sweatcoin by living a healthier life. That's their tagline.
I love the mission. That's really cool. And it sounds like it's actually worth something now. But you're saying it's essentially not really crypto anymore.
No. When they first started, I think it was like 2018, they gave off that feel of you're translating your steps into crypto.
Right.
But now it just seems like translating your steps. And I can't really find what one step or whatever translates into crypto, into Sweatcoin. Can't really find that conversion anywhere. So who knows? We'll see. I might buy something when I get maybe a couple more Sweatcoin and see if it actually works. Who knows? I might get like charged for shipping or something.
Yeah. I can just imagine someone like taking, like making some little like device to like shake their Apple Watch or something.
Oh, for sure.
Just to mine. It's like, how much less efficient can we make crypto mining?
You get 5 Sweatcoin if you invite a friend. So if you're
that's what this is all about.
Right? Yeah, I could.
Dropping the invite link. Yeah, you know what? We're going to do that. We're going to put the invite link in the show notes. No, it is not sponsored by Sweatcoin, but I just think it's so funny. It's such a great name, Sweatcoin. So yeah, we'll drop a link into the show notes.
Now I might be a millionaire in Sweatcoin, thanks to all the listeners.
5,000 listeners. Every one of them just signing up and getting healthier, right? It's all for their good.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of for our audience's good, what we're doing today is we're going to be going over a new React Native release. It's actually not super new. In fact, it's been a few weeks here, but we've been a little busy, so we haven't gotten to it yet. But before we get into that, I do want to introduce everybody. So I'm Jamin Holmgren, your friendly host and CTO of Infinite Red. I'm joined by my exceptional co-hosts, John Major and Mazen. I can't believe I haven't used the word exceptional yet.
I feel like you have.
I know. I feel like I have too, but I searched the notes and I couldn't find any of them. So none of them popped up with that. So John Major Condon is a co-host. He lives in Janesville, Wisconsin, and is a senior software engineer here at Infinite Red working on React Native. He's also the editor of the React Native newsletter. What's up, John Major?
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. I did notice out my front window as Mazen was talking about Sweatcoin that the recycle truck came by and knocked over my garbage can, which I think was already empty, but then he just left it laying on the side and drove off. So
they must have a battle between recycle and trash bin.
What if this is sort of a mafia thing? It was like just sending a message.
Out my front window, I have a American flag that's kind of being strangled right now by itself. I need to go fix that after I'm done here.
Is it windy out over there or something? Or what's
going on? It looks like it was windy and some of like the cord got wrapped around it. So it's just like being strangled.
Yeah, hopefully that's not a metaphor for something. Mazen Chami is also a co-host here. He lives in Durham, North Carolina, former pro soccer player and coach, and is a senior React Native engineer also here at Infinite Red. What's going on, Mazen?
Hey, hey.
This episode is sponsored by Infinite Red. Infinite Red is a premier React Native design and development agency located fully remote in the US and a couple of us in Canada. If you're looking for React Native expertise for your next React Native project, hit us up. You can learn more on our website, infinite.red/React Native. And don't forget to mention that you heard about us through the React Native Radio podcast. And also, imagine working with this illustrious, exceptional team.
That sweats
like who
a lot.
That sweats a lot, whether we're working out or not. If you are a senior level React Native engineer located in the US or Canada, go to careers.infinite.red and fill out the form, and we will get back with you on that. Okay, let's get into our topic for today. We're going to talk about React Native 0.66, version 0.66. How many versions do you think they'll go before they hit 1.0, by the way?
I've thought about that too. I'm not too sure. I can kind of see it hitting 99, and then that would be, one.
That would be kind of a nice round number, but what if it's like 0.352 and we're still talking about that?
Yeah.
I could see them doing that just to mess with us too.
And then they're just like, you know what? Let's skip 1.0. It's now React Native 353.0. I'm okay with it. Like, You know, honestly, like version numbers are free, right? So this release had 621 commits, 92 contributors. React Native continues to be one of the top GitHub repos in terms of contributors. In fact, I'm going to go take a look at the insights right now just to kind of see how many authors and contributors. Let's see.
I mean, just 92 contributors to one version is a big number. And I think that's great for the whole ecosystem and just goes to show that React Native is growing and wanting to improve. And there's a lot of people out there that are willing to put in the time to help it grow.
Absolutely. So I think that GitHub is doing something weird here where they only show 26 authors, but I think that is because when you author a pull request to React Native, it gets kind of reauthored internally. Mm-hmm. And so you don't really get like GitHub credit for it. You still get credit for it, but not on GitHub.
On the React Native GitHub page, I see just over 2,200 contributors myself.
Mm. Yeah, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. That is a lot. And that's fantastic. And obviously, this one, 621 commits, 92 contributors. That's a pretty healthy sign of a healthy repo. So let's get into the changelog. Mazen, go ahead and read off what's the first thing on the changelog.
So Android has now caught up to iOS in the sense that you can handles taps on child views outside of the parent boundaries. So if you have overflow visible, you can now tap outside to trigger an action, whether it's closing a modal, say, or creating another sort of action. This was possible in iOS prior and now available on Android. And also, if I'm not mistaken, closes the loop and makes it closer to the web standards that are out there too.
Yeah, that makes sense. If you have like a position relative parent and then a position absolute child and it's like off to the side, in Android, you wouldn't be able to click that, tap that. But now you can't because it's now properly checking to see if it's, if you should be able to click on it. And I think that's important to make sure that Android, iOS, and web align in as many ways as possible. Mm-hmm. That just makes our job easier as developers when we're doing cross-platform work.
I'm still waiting on the ability to close a dialog or modal by clicking outside easily. Because you can do that on the web fairly easy, but mobile... So far, it's been you have to have a view that surrounds the entire screen, and then you have to click that view to close that modal or dialogue. Still waiting for that.
Yeah, I think that these types of things, it's sort of like what are the biggest pain points and what do you run into? And so as these things are discovered, why is this not working the same in Android? You know, they're kind of addressing these, you know, one by one. So that one's a relatively straightforward one. I think we can just move on to the next one. John Major, you want to read the next change?
New Bluetooth permissions on Android.
Another Android change. So what are these new Bluetooth permissions that they're talking about?
So it seems to be in preparation for Android 12. So they're planning on, I guess, targeting the SDK version 31 in the next release. But inside the actual permission itself, I'm not too sure at the moment. Mazen, do you know what's going on inside this Bluetooth permissions?
Yeah, so the permission is Bluetooth advertise, and that makes your current device discoverable by other devices. Mm. By, you know, you can now turn it on, similar to how you can allow push notifications, say, when you're accepting them. It's the same thing,
right?
Where you can, you know, using a specific function, you want to advertise your Bluetooth, you obviously need to declare the permission before, and then it'll pop up the little alert, you know, that says allow your app to find, connect, and so on. You can allow or not allow.
Yeah, I like this trend toward making more granular permissions available, so that you're, instead of like, hey, do we have permission to do everything or nothing? Rather than that, it's like, no, this is a specific permission that we're going to be asking for. This is just aligning with, as John Major said, the newer permissions coming out in Android 12, and kind of, you know, obviously like scan and connect were also added in this, and that's another change for Android 12 as well. So Bluetooth improvements, more granular permissions for Bluetooth. Awesome. And then moving on, we have better support for Apple Silicon, Xcode 13, and iOS 15. So during a recent React Native Live Twitch stream, which, little shout out, twitch.tv/JaminHolmgren, you can follow me over there. What I was working on was, actually, you're going to have to watch the stream. It's really, really cool, but I'm not going to talk about it on the podcast.
No spoilers.
It's something really cool. I'm going to be doing an announcement about it, but you have to watch it on the stream. You're not going to hear it here. Well, at least until I release it later. But I did run into a problem when I was spinning up Ignite, because I'm on Xcode 13 and I had to go in and like add a library to make it work. And I thought at the time that, oh, this is because Ignite is, you know, we're doing something wrong here. But it actually is simply because Ignite's like a version or two behind on React Native. So if we get Ignite pushed up to React Native 0.66, it will solve the problem I ran into. It's also nice that it has better support for Apple Silicon, which would be, of course, the M1 and M1 Max CPU architecture. I have a MacBook Pro coming, which is really exciting, and it's supposed to arrive in the next 2 weeks. And when it does, hopefully then React Native will be easier to get rolling on because of these changes. It's exciting to see them continuing to keep pace with the changes that are happening over on the Mac OS and iOS side of things.
And rather quick.
Yeah, very quickly.
And just to note, there was a workaround that was done for CocoaPods, part of the whole Xcode 13 and M1 architecture, to let you, you know, build and link your apps, which, you know, workarounds aren't great, but for now, while the core team solidifies what the actual issue is, and as the M1 start rolling out more and they're more frequently being used, then, you know, this workaround would probably go away to a more stable fix.
Yeah, and anytime we run into a workaround that we can fix in Ignite, we try to roll it out to Ignite, so that when you spin up a new Ignite app, it comes with the workaround already baked in, and then you don't have to think about it. It just works. The next thing I'm seeing here is Hermes 0.9. Now, I looked into the changes. There are quite a few commits for Hermes 0.9. I don't know. It didn't seem like they surfaced a lot of like details around what had changed in Hermes 0.9. It feels to me like Hermes is still in this phase of like, let's make a lot of bug fixes. It's still kind of evolving, and, you know, like, hey, let's do a bunch of bug fixes. Let's make this faster. Let's make this have a smaller memory footprint. It seems like that's mainly what 0.9 is about, to me, at least when I looked at it.
Yeah. And then after Native 0.66 was announced, they did release another blog post that was toward Hermes being the default. So it does go over a little bit more of, I believe, the changes that were in 0.9 and will be maybe foreseeable in the future. So just to kind of like brush over the headers here in this blog post. Let's see. There's building a new garbage collector for fabric. So there's stuff happening there. They are definitely working on performance pain points, working on getting the TTI to be quicker. Which
time to interaction.
Yep. Which is already very quick. But yes, working on, I guess, overall reducing the bytecode and then pioneering at vertical integrations. So that one, I'm not too certain on what's happening there.
Yeah, I think the main thing there is that the vertical integration is basically that the engine and the host, which is like, you know, React Native and Hermes, are very closely integrated. It's like, in, rather than having like JavaScript core evolving to support all kinds of different things and potentially kind of ignoring the use case of React Native, Hermes is really focused. And so, you know, by putting those things together and like evolving them together, they can really move quickly.
Right.
As React Native starts expanding to all new platforms out there and Hermes being the default, I'm seeing a stat here that says, now that Hermes is on iOS, there's about an 18% reduced memory, which is which is great, and about 40% improvement to startup, which is also a big win right there. And then Hermes for Windows and Mac OS, there is also a 30 to 40% less memory than other engines. So there is quite a bit of improvement in memory and speed with Hermes coming along as the default. So that will be great for performance and working with apps.
The nice thing about all of that is that it's at least, you know, in theory, essentially you're getting all that for free. You just enable Hermes and hopefully everything works. And then when it does, you're just getting this performance boost for free. And we talked about this in the performance episodes that we did with Mark Rickert. You know, there's not really a silver bullet, just flip a switch, but this is kind of that, you know, like this is kind of closer to that.
There's your silver bullet.
Just turn on Hermes. So it's nice to have Hermes 0.9 coming out, and this will be included. This will be included in 0.66. Beyond Hermes, they did talk in the blog post about doing more nightly and commitly releases. I'm not going to go into this too much, but essentially it'll make it easier to stay on the bleeding edge of React Native and be able to test things right there. Some people like that. They like to be right on the edge and see what's new and what's coming along and help people kind of test things. It's always great for the core team to have someone, you know, to have apps that are actually on the bleeding edge. It can be a little disruptive if you have something that is very kind of mission critical. So not recommended to do nightly and commitly releases on a mission critical app. But I mean, to be honest, Facebook does because they run off of master. So they kind of do. But, you know.
And I feel like this should also help with like just reducing bugs on main.
Yeah, totally. Mazen, what are some of the breaking changes? Did they remove anything in this release?
Yes, they did. And that's something to keep in mind if you are upgrading. Picker and Picker iOS were removed. So your app would probably end up breaking there. And then also status bar iOS was removed. I think I'm not sure how many people are using that these days, but that's something to also keep in mind. And then also with 66, a breaking change that you'll run into for Android is if you have a text input and you're using the prop autocomplete type, it's now just autocomplete. You're dropping the type. And that's for stuff like username, password, email, name, telephone. And I believe they also added a couple more props to it, quite a bit of props actually to it. So you now have the full ability to autocomplete based on, you know, the user's preferences there. So three mainly, picker, status bar, and text input changes that are breaking changes. So that's something I would say big to keep in mind.
Yeah, and there are a lot of picker like community packages out there to replace the built-in one with. This is sort of another lean core kind of move to remove things from internal React Native and move them to community packages.
And that's also some good point, Jim. And if you are using a community package for your picker or status bar or even text input, be sure to check them out before you upgrade to 66, or, you know, help the community out and have a pull request for them to upgrade and improve their packages too, which I'm sure a lot of people would find value in that.
Absolutely. There's also some accessibility changes. I don't know, John Major, you want to talk real quick about the accessibility updates? I love seeing these accessibility updates because we're running into more projects, including the one both of you are working on, it has a lot more accessibility requirements.
Yeah. So in accessibility, what was added is accessibility state prop to the slider component, and then also accessibility actions to button.
Okay.
So I'm not too sure what the actions would be for button, because I know there's already some accessibility props for button, but then also support for toggle button, where you can set accessibility role. Disable touch opacity when accessibility state is disabled, I believe, is what is being communicated there. So it looks like, yeah, so if you're using like a screen reader, you can definitely set accessibility state to disabled to make sure that the screen reader does also tell the user that it is disabled. Mm-hmm. And then for lists, we have flat lists and section lists that got accessibility role added to it. And that's only for Android.
You can add the accessibility role of list. Mm-hmm. Sounds like that was already on iOS.
Yeah, but
just
yeah.
Kind of bringing Android into compliance there. Cool. It looks like they also updated Flipper to 0.99. Flipper actually is quite a bit further along than that. In fact, let's see. If I go look at the versions, it's actually at 0.118. Speaking of eternal betas here, which was just published a few days ago as of our recording here, at least. 0.99 is many releases ago. It's like 4 months old. So I'm not sure why they're so far behind in this, in React Native itself. But yeah, Flipper is a bit behind on this. And I guess it's because Flipper is moving pretty quickly and it's hard to stay current with it. Luckily, you can update Flipper independently of React Native. A little aside here, I'm actually really interested to do a Flipper episode at some point, because there's some really cool stuff in Flipper. We just had our on-site, our team got together for the first time in like 2 years last week, and we got a chance to do some workshops. One of the workshops was about Flipper and showing some of the cool stuff. Mark Rickert showed some really cool stuff like flame graphs and stuff where you could drill down and see performance. So yeah, really just kind of an aside here. Flipper is pretty cool, even though it can be kind of a pain in the butt sometimes to get set up and it adds, you know, compilation time and stuff like that. But I think on a whole, it's well worth having enabled if you can do it. Moving on, the CLI was bumped to 6.0. Nothing too spectacular there, just some bug fixes, a few things like that. I think that was kind of the main thing there. And then the full changelog has a lot of stuff. We'll link to it in the show notes. I don't want to go into too much detail here, but there are a lot of additions and changes. You know, little things like log boxes initialized earlier and in the process. Babel is upgraded. Folly is updated. You know, some iOS and Android specific things are changed.
Also some iOS-specific updates now that we're on iOS 13.
Right, yeah. So keeping pace with all the updates, it sure seems worth it to change. There's nothing like major. I would assume that we could, you know, make the upgrade to React Native. In fact, have you guys done the upgrade yet on your particular project?
No, not yet.
Okay, so we'll see how that goes. But it so far, just looking at what is being reported here, it honestly looks pretty straightforward. Just a whole bunch of small things, crash fixes, performance updates, you know, some little things like dimensions not updating in certain cases was updated. And yeah, I mean, honestly, pretty cool. And then also beyond there is 0.66.1 and 0.66.2. There may be a couple other patch level releases by the time this episode gets released. But yeah, another evolutionary release for React Native and making React Native better, marching toward that ever in the future 1.0 release.
One day.
Yes. All right, cool. Well, we'll go ahead and call that good for now. It's a little shorter episode this time, but we have some cool stuff coming up next time as well. Stay tuned. We may have some announcements, some very special guests coming up. I'm excited about one of the set of guests that we have coming up really, really soon. I would say in the next 3 weeks, three episodes or so, we're going to have a special announcement, or well, I don't know if it's an announcement, but it's definitely a special guest going over some cool stuff. So stay tuned. And where can people find you online, John Major?
Yeah, at John Major C everywhere.
Perfect. And by the way, is John Major C, is that also on Sweatcoin?
Okay, not everywhere. Soon, after I use Mazin's link.
You got to get that set up before this airs.
Right.
Mazin, where can people find you?
At Mazin Chami, including Sweatcoin.
Including Sweatcoin. Okay, cool. I'm at Jamin Holmgren. I'm going to have to sign up for that. And you can find React Native Radio at React Native RDIO on Twitter. As always, thanks to our producer and editor, Todd Wirth, our assistant editor and episode release coordinator, Jed Bartoski, our social media coordinator, Missy Warren, our designer, Justin Husky, and here's a new addition to my spiel here, our guest coordinator, Derek Greenberg. So Derek, thanks for helping me out with coordinating guests. This is going to be kind of fun going forward. He's been working, I guess in the industry, they say efforting. He's been efforting getting some guests on board here. So thanks a lot, Derek. Also, thanks to our sponsor, Infinite Red. Check us out, infinite.red/react-native. Special thanks, of course, to all of you listening today. All, I think, like 5,000. Like, it's a ridiculous number. Of course, it's hard to actually track podcast listeners. If you listen to the podcast, please do tweet at us once in a while. Just say, hey, you know, whatever you thought about the episode. We like hearing from you. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't. React Native Radio everywhere. Reminder, we are hiring careers.infinite.red, and we'll see you all next time.